Okay, time now for another edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Cindy Howes hosts the Morning Mix on WYEP in Pittsburgh, and she joins us now. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to have you. And of course, I was just there in Pittsburgh broadcasting just not too long ago for the Pennsylvania primary. Got to meet you in person. It's great to have you on the show. And you have chosen a number of Pittsburgh groups for us today. Let's get right to it. This is Cold Weather with Nothing But Mountains. Tell us about Cold Weather.
Cold Weather is a trio. Everyone is originally from the South, but everybody's based in Pittsburgh now. The frontman, Mark Ramsey, his voice, I don't know if you can tell Jeremy in that song so much, but his voice sounds so much like Elliott Smith. It's like kind of unbelievable.
I can hear that. Although I do often say that I hear Elliott Smith in a lot of artists these days. There are many that are sort of imitating that sound, but yes, he does.
Yeah, and the thing is that Mark Ramsey is claiming that Amy Mann is also a really big influence on him. That song, Nothing But Mountains, is a bonus track that they just recently released from their debut album, When Waking. Mark Ramsey told me this funny story about when he was going to college. He's a multi-instrumentalist. He took this class called Piano for Non-Pianists, and the instructor told him, you know, you're a natural piano player. You should probably stop playing the saxophone and start playing the piano. To which Mark responded, but I love playing the saxophone. But the teacher was like trying to tell him in a nice way, you know, you're not really good at the saxophone, but you're really excellent at the piano.
Well, let's get to another one. This is also from Pittsburgh, Emerson Jay. This is Feel Like Gold.
We can speak soft with loud thoughts. Let our minds run and get lost. People judge when they're closed off. Let them talk. We know we're better off.
I like that, a dancey sound for us.
Yeah, you know what? The electronic music scene in Pittsburgh is pretty small, but locally speaking, Emerson Jay is the best electronic artist I've heard. It's a project of Jared Goulden, who is originally from Pittsburgh, went to school in Chicago for audio engineering, but came back to Pittsburgh. He plays live with a band, but he produces his own stuff. And the origin of his name was pretty interesting. Jay is short for his first name, Jared, but Emerson comes from his love of poet Ralph Waldo Emerson, which I think is a pretty interesting choice for an electronic artist to name himself after, you know, a poet so aligned with nature.
Well, are there a lot of electronic artists in Pittsburgh?
You know, there's only a few, but we do have a really cool festival that comes every fall called the VIA Festival that showcases national talent when it comes to electronic music, but Emerson Jay is kind of leading the way, and he's relatively a new performer in town.
Well, and the festival cannot possibly be as big as the Bridge Festival, which happens every year in Pittsburgh. I guess the big bridge conference of the world always has to be in Pittsburgh, right?
Right, yeah. There's over 400 bridges in Pittsburgh.
As we discovered when we were there. Well, let's turn to another Pittsburgh group. This is Meeting of Important People. Tell Me It's Not Too Late.
All the people around me.
How did this group get onto your radar?
Well, they've been together since about 2008, and they were part of, you know, other bands that kind of came together. People originally saw them as a supergroup, but they've since outlasted the other bands that they, you know, joined from. This band, led by Josh Verbanitz, and among the Kinks and garage rock influence that you can clearly hear in that song, he has a really playful sense of melody, which might have further developed from another band that he's actually in, called Josh and Gab, with a local comedian, Gab Bonesso. They perform at local schools, focus on anti-bullying and really kids music, cool stuff from them.
And interesting fact about Josh Verbanitz, he was a financial analyst before he became a full-time musician.
Yeah, definitely helps out with the books.
I guess so. Let's get to another one. This is Morgan Arena with Ask Me.
And if you ask me to go, I can't say, well, I don't know. And if you ask me to go, I can't say, well, I don't know. Well, I see the angel climbing down the broken wall. And the words on the mirror say, I don't know you at all.
Sounds a little like the Cranberries, no?
Yeah, you know what it does? And Sinead O'Connor, and again, there is an Elliott Smith influence for Morgan Arena. She is quite a prolific songwriter, Jeremy. She's written about 600 songs since she was 15, and she's about 28 years old now.
Well, actually, she's quoted in the Post-Gazette as saying she used to write a song every day.
That doesn't surprise me.
Well, and tell us more about her and what drew her to Pittsburgh, because she's actually from New York.
Yeah, that's right. She is from New York City. But she was drawn to Pittsburgh because she was going to be working on a project with the punk band Anti-Flag. One of the members of Anti-Flag was a family friend. That project didn't end up panning out, but then she ended up staying here because she found such a great place in the music scene, and then she formed Broken Fences, and she's decided to stick around, and she just put out this new EP where we get that song, Ask Me.
So we've heard from a number of Pittsburgh musicians, a lot of different styles there, but is there something, if you were to wrap up the whole Pittsburgh music scene, is there something about it that is different than other places that maybe people wouldn't expect?
You know what? It's a lot more diverse than people might think it is. If you had an image of what Pittsburgh is like and what the music scene is like here, you should probably knock it out of your head. And I think a lot of people might think of this town, you know, aligning it with our love of sports, go Pens, kind of like a bar band kind of rock and roll town. And that certainly exists here. But this town has plenty to offer in terms of musical talent.
Well, thank you for sharing some of it with us. Cindy Howes, who hosts the Morning Mix on WYEP in Pittsburgh, thank you.
Thanks, Jeremy.
And, of course, you can find all of our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. You can also find us on Apple Music or at hereandnow.org.